Locker room chats continue. It is week two of the high school football season here in Northeast Kansas across the Kansaland airwaves. Now we chat with Oskaloosa head coach Russell Norton. It is brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Barnett Family Funeral Home, Jeff County Crematory. Coach, appreciate the time as always. When we talk about the week one matchup, you went to Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights, pretty stout on both sides of the ball, falling there 45-6, that final score. You know, what kind of news or what kind of new information did you learn about your team, you know, in that game against Jackson Heights?
Sir, well, first, man, just thank you for having us on again. You do a great job, and I'm so thankful for what you do and supporting us and football in this area. So thank you. Yes, coming over that first game, man, Jackson Heights, again, going into it, we knew they were going to be a very well-coached team. Coach Wick has been there, man. He has built a program, just a successful program. And they have got some tough boys. We've learned more about ourselves over this week than I thought we have. We had some chances and the opportunities that were there. You know, we just did not capitalize. Again, you can't run away from a beating like that, and I'm not going to try to, but I don't think that the scoreboard really indicated the way the game went as much as it was.
Yeah, and Jackson Heights really found a lot of that success running the football, 285 yards. When you talk about the improvements that you want to see your team make from week one to week two, what are some of the key notes throughout practice this week?
Well, yes, sir. Number one, I mean, we've got to be gap sound on defense. Number two, we've got to be able to run our feet and tackle the ball carrier in the hole and get to where we need to be. Also, you know, offensively, we got to be able to hold on to the football a little bit more so that the defense isn't out there. We've got a lot of guys that play two ways, and so we have to understand where our energy is best served. But, again, for us, we want a chance to compete every week. We knew this was a rebuild. Or build up in the first place when we took this position this year. And so we're just looking to get better every week. Our guys have got some stuff that they can work on, obviously, but we have some things to build off of as well. We found a few players that we didn't think were starters right away, but now have stepped up and can fill a gap for us. So we're looking to just get better again this week.
Moore Hill is the opponent here in week number two. They had to get a fill-in opponent after McLeod had to back out due to COVID issues. They got a 22-14 win against Council Grove. You know, what's the early scouting reports on Moore Hill and kind of the expectations from what you're going to see from them?
Sure, yes, sir. Well, again, another another week off. You know, again, we're competing hard this week. Moore Hill has got some great athletes. You know, they've got probably two all-conference quarterbacks that they can put back there behind center. The Jokers can also play wide receiver. And so you just got two ball playing Jessies out there, and you got to find a way to kind of contain them and hold them down. Not quite as big in the run game that we saw as Jackson Heights was. But again, when we give up 285 yards on the ground, man, we got to do something better. But they're sound in all aspects of the game again. Again, we look to have a great week. We want to go 1-0 this week. We think that we can match up pretty well. But again, we want to be able to go and compete. And we want to get to know about what Oskaloosa can do and worry about what we need to work on. And the score in the game will handle itself.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it as always, when you just jot down a few keys to the game, feel like you've mentioned kind of where the keys need to be or what the improvements need to be for this week. But when you're just looking at kind of the top few things on the chalkboard this week, what are going to be those keys to be successful this week and get a win there at Moore Hill?
Sure, yes, sir. Well, you know, we've got to control the ball on offense. We've got to make the right read and take what the defense gives us. Quarterbacks have to complete a higher percentage of balls, and we've got to run to the open holes. Defensively, man, you know, we've got to tackle the ball carrier. We can't let them break loose. We've got to be a game tackling defense and run to the football. Special teams wise, we can't take plays off and we can't allow them to take plays on. So we've got to figure out to make sure that we're doing all that we need to do special team wise. And the coaches have got to coach better. Players have got to play better. And again, we hope to be in a position to be successful at the end of the game to where we can find out on the field who's better that day.
Oskaloosa head football coach Russell Norton joining us here. Our locker room chat brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Barnett Family Funeral Home, Jeff County Crematory. Coach, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you throughout the week. It is Oskaloosa at Moore Hill, week two on Friday night inside the Northeast Kansas League. Again, Coach, thank you so much. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great week.